Should straight people come out?
Absolutely.
Hi, how's it going? Welcome to the Yap and Strap. My name is Alaire Thomas. This is England, and we just did a video where we dressed each other. I dressed England in this. I think it's the best outfit. I've never even put myself in as good of an outfit as I put you in, and she dressed me. I also have a chain, it should be noted, and I have these.
Yeah, Alaire dressed me, and honestly, I gotta say, you did a pretty good job, buddy.
It did. I was going for, like, a sexy...
Timothy Chalamet sitting courtside vibe.
Well, that's what you say. I wasn't doing that. I was going for, like, a sexy Adam Sandler lesbian, potentially a dad, but also maybe a kid that got lost in the grocery store that can't find their parents. And that's what I came up with.
I like my version.
Because it sounds nicer for you.
Sounds sexier.
What were you going for with me?
Honestly, when I was dressing you, I was kind of just going for, like, chill England vibes, but...
She was dressing me the way that she dresses herself.
A little bit, yeah. But I also really wanted Alaire to be wearing Jaded London because Jaded London is one of my favorite brands.
Here, here.
And they're wearing Jaded London jeans. So, and then the rest of it, Alaire doesn't really go to flea markets. So I
never
put you
in.
Never
been to a flea market in my entire life.
I put you in some flea market finds.
Is it not a thrift store? Is it like a thrift store adjacent?
No, it's a flea market.
I know it's a flea market. I know a flea market is like different from a thrift store, but I'm saying, does it have like the vibe of a thrift store?
So when you go to a flea market, it's like a bunch of little shops, so to speak, and it can be vintage finds, it can be they make it themselves, it can be jewelry. It's all different things. I feel like nowadays thrift stores are going
extinct.
Flea markets are taking off. They're great.
Never been one. I don't even know if I know about one in New York.
That's wild. New York has great fashion.
What's your yap and what's your strap? For those of you who don't know, this is what we do at the beginning of the podcast. A yap is something you want to get off your chest, you're tired of, it's grinding your gears, you've had it with, and you want to talk about it. Like therapy session for free, because we're kind. And a strap is something that you love, something you want to keep close to, something that you cannot get enough of. What is your yap and what is your strap?
My yap is that I'm really, really tired.
Okay.
Alaire came to LA to start this podcast with me, and we are so excited, but we haven't really slept much. And my strap is that I'm going to be strapping tonight and that we're getting sushi.
What? You sounded like one of those people on like radios. You know how they do like the soundboards and stuff? That's what it was giving. My name's Alaire.
I'm England.
I have golden hair.
Oh.
Yeah. And I am gay. Yeah. And so we say hooray.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hooray.
And then this is England. What? She is from Cleveland. No, she's not. She's from LA.
Ohio.
Yeah, it's in her bio.
Woo! Gay power.
Mixtape drop in 2025 of never. My strap is being here, being able to be with some of my favorite people.
You're doing your strap first.
Well, I'm changing it up.
Alex, can you?
What does that mean?
Edit them out.
Get out of here.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, my strap is the fact that I'm in LA. I'm with three of my favorite people. And it's been really good to just have an amazing time and be able to share this space. And I'm sad that I'm leaving tomorrow already. I wish we were able to stay longer, but we cannot because duty calls.
I should not have any more of this.
I shouldn't either. I've been trying to cut back as they had more.
Ooh, this one's good though. You want to try it?
Ooh, yes, I do.
I shouldn't have any more. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's sweet. It tastes like a gummy.
Yeah.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about coming out.
Sure are, because we all have our coming out story, whatever that might look like.
If you want to see where we talk specifically about how we came out, each of our coming out story, that is in the first episode that we did. There was only two from now, so go back twice and you're good. This is baby new.
Go
back twice and return to sender.
The laugh I just did.
When did you know you loved vagina?
I think that I am a pretty bad lesbian, to be honest. Pretty bad gay, because I wouldn't say I love vagina. Like, I wouldn't say that. For instance, my girlfriend, I love her vagina. But a random girl, when I see them, I'm not like,
oh, you're not
I
like
love
a man,
your
like,
yeah, I'm not like, it's yeah, I'm not like, I don't see women fair when they're naked
as
and
like
think,
objectified, yeah,
think like, well, oh my God, so hot. But overarching, when did I know I liked vagina? Probably when I realized like, I'm really horny right now when I'm with a woman versus a man. I'm just like as dry as the Sahara. Wait, anybody got any lube?
With any woman, you were just like super wet? Is that what you were talking about?
Pretty wet, yeah.
Oh. Like even a woman you weren't attracted to?
I didn't really get with women I wasn't attracted to.
Oh, I see. You're talking about... I thought you were, like, in the vicinity of a woman.
I'm just oozing.
And you're just like, blah.
No.
That's what I was
Girls
like.
That I've had sex with. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. For me, I think I wasn't, like, a flaming homo in terms of, like, I didn't come out of my mom and be like, I know I love this thing so much. I tried being straight for the longest time. Like, I genuinely, like, in elementary school, I forcefully, like, had crushes on all the boys, even if I didn't find them attractive. Because I was, like,
no, for
when
sure.
I was in elementary school, I started having a tinge of, like, maybe something's there. So I started having a crush on all the boys. For me, I was trying to force the gay away. But to answer the question of when did I start liking vagina, I think... When I started having a question about it, I was like in second grade. What does that make you?
Fuck,
God, I don't know.
Eight?
I'm going to say, yeah, eight. I'm going to say eight.
Dude, I don't know.
I know. Around whatever second grade 10? Is to you.
No, you're eight because I was like 10 in fourth grade. Sure. You're like eight in second.
It's whenever the Harry Potter movies came out because my first like crush was Hermione
Your
Granger.
Your celebrity crush.
My celebrity crush was Hermione Granger.
Oh my God.
And so when that came out, I remember that was the first time that I was like, sitting watching the movies being my little self, and I was like, why is it that if she kissed me I wouldn't be mad about it? So whatever that age is.
I feel like you could probably guess my celebrity crush.
Give me not a clue, but like,
I mean, if you go off of like the type of women that I like, dark hair tan skin,
Kim Kardashian.
No,
I don't know who. What? Give me a genre.
Transformers.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
When she popped open that roof of that car, I said, I will pop you open like the roof of that car.
Vroom vroom. I'm trying to think of who are the other celebrity crushes I had. Megan Fox, Halle Berry when I was younger.
That's crazy. I love it.
Who else? Ruby Rose.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gay. What were some other celebrity crushes I had?
Who's
I mean,
your
I'm
celebrity
not...
crush now?
I mean, I ride or die Megan Fox. I really, really? Do. I ride or
she
die
She has
her.
Not aged.
Other celebrity crushes that I got? I have loves of my laughs, like Nicole Kidman.
Love
Nicole
that woman.
Kidman. Moulin Rouge is one of my favorite movies, too.
That's my fiance's favorite movie. She yes. loves... She loves Moulin Rouge.
I love
Rouge.
It.
Oh, I also liked Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know why I said it. Yeah. 100%.
I don't know why either.
But yeah.
She really. She really took your damn breath away. It made you want to be a fucking pirate so bad.
Absolutely.
I was like, I will have a hook for you.
Who was your crush that turned you?
So here's the thing. When I was a kid, there wasn't like a crush that turned me, so to speak. I know some people are like, oh, when I was a kid, I knew I was gay. I didn't. I just was a kid and
exactly.
wanted to be outside. I was outside all the time and I was just playing. And then finally I'm like, maybe I like butt. I didn't have that
maybe
in my
I like
mind.
Butt? Is that what you're going to say? Maybe I like
maybe
butt.
Maybe I like butt plugs. I didn't have it in my mind. I was just like, can we go skateboard and play and then play more?
That's what I was saying. I never thought about it. I like had a tinge of something like kind of in the back of my head that something was going on, but it wasn't like I'm a lesbian. I will say when I was in elementary school, I dressed very tomboy-esque and a lot of people would say that you're a lesbian, but I was like, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I'm an American. I'm not a lesbian. I'm from USA. To be fair though, I didn't understand the concept of gender. Like, it didn't register in their mind, but that at the time it was like boy and girl are supposed to be together, not boy and boy, not girl and girl. So even when I was in elementary school, I had friends that I would like call my girlfriend, but I didn't think anything about it. It was just like people
that
were together. And then I actually have a sad thing where I did have a friend. I called her my girlfriend and her mom came up to my mom and was like, our daughters can't be friends anymore. But I didn't know what I did. I was like, because again, I didn't know that gender. I didn't do anything. Her mom was just homophobic, but I was like, I'm just calling her my girlfriend.
Little does she know, her mom's probably fucking every other mom.
Is she? Is that
what that means?
She probably is. I wonder if she's gay now.
No, she definitely has internalized homophobia.
But yeah, so that was definitely sad. And I was remember being very confused.
Yeah.
Because I think she was like one of my first friends in elementary school. I like just got into elementary school. I was in like first or second grade.
I was like trying to think if I had one of those, but I don't think I did. I do remember I fucking lived and breathed Disney Channel. Like I ride or die.
I was a Nickelodeon girly mainly.
That makes sense. You're so young too.
I also liked Cartoon Network.
Okay. I want to continue though. I was a ride or die Disney chick. Fucking girl. Like when they had the fucking collabs, Sweet Love is Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, all of them together, I was looking forward to that all week. But I wouldn't tell my friends because I was like a sixth grader and that was lame.
It was lame?
Yes.
I didn't know it was lame.
Yes. So I was trying to be cool. Like, fuck that shit. But I had the fattest crush on Miley Cyrus. Hannah Montana. Like, of course everyone did. And she's still like, holy shit, stunning, stunning, stunning woman. And just seems like a fucking awesome human. But I was like, why do I like her so much?
Mm, yeah. It's like, that's what I'm saying. The tinge is like the thing in the back of your head that it's like, you can't put your finger on it, but you're like, I kind of, I like her in a way that's not normal, but I don't know what that means. No, that's 100% what I had when I was in elementary school. But that's why I was like, I didn't come out. I didn't know that meant I liked vagina until later because I didn't know how to name that thing. I was like, there's something here. I don't know what it means. Even with like friends in elementary school, there were some that I realized now it's like I thought they were pretty, but I didn't know what that meant exactly.
Honestly, my biggest, fattest fucking crush, it's my girl.
Oh my God. I was going to say my fiance.
It's my girl. Like, she's already a fucking celebrity, incredible. I've never seen a woman so stunning and have the whole package.
She's fucking amazing.
And your fiance. My fiance. She's stunned, like both of them.
My fiance, I want to get into it in a different episode when we talk about relationships. Yeah. But my fiance is truly like, I was in awe. She's the first person I ever, like, my heart actually skipped a beat when I saw her. She's so fucking stunning in soul, mind, body, spirit, in every capacity.
She's beautiful.
And I, to this day, no idea how I got her.
Same. I'm just
kidding. I always say I rubbed someone the right way in my life or another lifetime.
Yeah, I didn't know how much I liked that phrase.
No one likes it, but I say it.
You got her for a multitude of reasons. For one, your looks. For two, you're just the best person. Shut up.
I mean, do you ever think that there's like a right way, a right time to come out?
I don't think that there's a right way to come out. I think that you come out in a way that feels right to you.
It's the timing.
Yeah, but like also timings never really align.
Yeah.
You know, it's really tough for them to align, especially when it comes to your sexuality. I feel like coming out is a journey and you should allow yourself to go through every step of that journey and give yourself grace and love and time. There's levels to it.
It depends on what you went through.
Yeah, it comes into your childhood, trauma. Fucking, we all got trauma out here. So yeah, I don't think there's a right way whatsoever. I mean, shit. I understand if you are the person that's been like, I'm gonna jump out of the closet and something happens and then you jump right back in. I mean, the closet has doors for a reason. I wish you all
going in and out.
Would come out, but
I tiptoed out.
No, I don't think there's a right way. I just think you have to allow yourself to do it in the time frame that works for you.
100% agree.
Also, like, closets have a lot of clothes for a reason. You can be in there for a while.
Oh, yeah. My thing is, I didn't come out until I found the right outfit yet. And then actually I came out because I went to my mom's closet because she dresses gayer than I do. If you look at my mom's closet, she looks like a lesbian. She's not, but she 100% like more flannels than any lesbian ever.
Such a lesbian too.
Yeah, she would have been a killer lesbian.
My mom would not have been. She would fucking hate to touch vagina.
Well, my mom would not like to touch vagina, but I think my mom, like, if she came out one day, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, we've been waiting, but I would be like, yeah.
My mom would sleep with a woman, as in, like, she would pillow princess that shit up. And she goes, but what does a vagina feel like? And I'm always like, honestly, kind of reference an oyster.
Okay. I don't know if I would.
You put an oyster in your mouth and suck on it for a minute? That's exactly what a clit is like in your mouth.
No.
What?
I don't agree. An oyster.
Have you put an oyster in your mouth and then sucked on a clit?
Yeah, but I would not put those in the same category.
I think they have the same texture.
I do not. I think one's a lot more slimier. I'm talking about the oyster.
Okay, they're not 10 on 10 the same, but
I feel like we can do a better comparison.
Find one. If you've never experienced a vagina before and you need like the feel of it to an extent.
Okay, the reason why I want to find a different comparison because I don't think people are going to hear oyster and be like, oh, that sounds like fun. Let me get in there.
I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah.
Being a lesbian, I wouldn't think that. But I'm saying I do think it has a similarity to the...
I'm like, what have I eaten? That's been comparable to...
I feel like the texture is quite the same. Have you been sucking clits that are hard?
No.
They're very soft.
They are soft.
And they do have that like...
I don't know. Maybe just an oyster. Even though I like to eat them, for some reason, I still sometimes don't like the texture. And I think that's why I'm like, I don't.
But I agree with you. But if you know...
I don't know what I would compare it to. I'm going to be honest.
An oyster.
I can't get behind that.
What, do you want to do like a piece of salmon?
No.
It's definitely slimy like that to a degree. It has that like... How's the best way to say it? I don't know, man.
I need to know what people think. What would you compare a coochie to?
An accoutrement.
Okay, what I'm gonna say about coming out, it depends. There's no right way to come out because say you grew up in a super conservative religious household. Of course you're not gonna come out until later. Or of course you're not gonna like know that about yourself until later because you're not in an environment to question that. You're not in an environment to do so.
You can't expect someone to come out and even know that about themselves when you're not in a safe environment.
Exactly.
So and even being in a safe environment, it is such a process.
It's more so just the fact that you came out eventually when you did. This is maybe a little bit more spiritual, but I'm a firm believer in like universal divine timing. Like things are supposed to happen when they're supposed to happen. It's like
totally.
If you came out sooner, maybe it wasn't safe, maybe you were a different part of your life, you came out when you were able to in the best way for yourself, like where you were able to allow yourself to actually be that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So no, I agree. I don't think, you know, if you come out 50, if you come out at 60, the point is you come out and you figure that out. I understand like you're like, ugh, want to know myself sooner.
You can still know yourself. I think that's things change. Honestly, like, I kind of feel like if you come out at 60, that's hot.
That's hot.
That is hot. What? Like, nice.
Finding yourself whenever.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's no time to that.
The point is there's no need to regret it and to be frustrated that it didn't happen sooner because I think it happened exactly when it was for where you are in your life and given the circumstances that you previously had.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nicely said.
Okay. Another thing is like, this is twofold. To me, is there a right way to come out? Also, piggybacking off of that, especially for people who are coming out to religious parents, like what's the right way to come out? I get this question all the time and I never know how to properly answer it.
Can I jump into this?
Absolutely.
I feel like if you have a religious upbringing, I empathize with you because that's already a really challenging thing. Not to say that every person that's religious doesn't accept, but I know for the majority of the people that I've chatted with that have had these experiences or families that are religious, they are normally not as accepting. In that regard, being true to yourself as much as you can, even if, you know, your parents don't accept you, you have your family that is blood and then your chosen family. And I think there's something really beautiful about your chosen family. Yeah. Sometimes you have even more of a connection with your chosen family. Mm-hmm. And there are people that if your blood related family doesn't stick by you, there's a million people that will.
Yeah.
Someone's
going to love you.
Yeah. Someone's going to support you. I have a lot of friends that have had religious upbringings and family that does not support them. Even my girlfriend, it's been a journey and they support her in their own way. And I think that she's learned to accept that. And that's a really great thing. And I feel like you just have to find the balance between what's going to be enough for you. And if you don't want anything to do with it, then that's yours to own too.
When I give advice, I base it off of the experiences that I have or what I would personally do. Doesn't mean it's correct, doesn't mean it's not correct, but my experience or what my opinion is the only thing I can speak on. So whatever I'm about to say, it's not like this is the exact way everybody should come out like this. It's like, this is, if I was in that situation from the experiences that I've had, this is what I would do. I always say, if you want to come out and say you still live at home, your parents are religious and you don't think they're going to accept you, it's painful to say this, but I always say be safe. Be safe with it. If you think that it could put you in physical danger, try to wait until you can at least be out of that situation to the best of your ability, whether that's being with a friend or which is so sad because it's like, hide yourself, focus on safety first, I think, especially like if your parents are physical or anything like that, take that into consideration first. This also kind of feels like horrible advice, but I'm going to say it and then maybe talk about it more. If you have to wait to tell your parents because you aren't safe to do so now or at a certain age, as you said, of like finding community, telling people who you trust.
Yeah.
Telling friends, telling siblings if you feel like it's okay, or telling cousins, like certain people, so it allows you to at least start like unveiling yourself to the world until you can properly do it to everyone. There's so many stories of like people telling their parents and then like kicking them out, and then they're houseless, or then they're like not able to eat and clothe themselves in certain things. And that's why it's like, if you want to do that because you want to be free, 100% do that. But also at the same time, that's why it's like, be safe with the choices that you make and then find your freedom in other ways until you can fully get out of that situation and be on your own and not have to deal with that. And then you can do whatever you want.
I think a main thing too, another great thing that you can lean into if you're in that position, therapy.
Therapy, yeah. A lot of it is also based on gut. do what is right for you. Okay. I know we both have said certain things, but it's like whatever feels right. If you need to come out to as many people so you can be free and be your true self, fuck everything else and do that. And then figure it out from there in terms of like how to navigate the unfortunates of like if people take it negatively, but do whatever makes you feel you. If you have any more questions about coming out or things that you want to be more specific about, you can ask us, we can answer it in a later episode, or we also do sips and tips where we make a cocktail and purely just answer the questions that you have asked to the best of our ability. Right now we're going to do a rapid fire question,
and while we're sipping, you should be sipping.
Yeah, if you want to.
Even if it's a water.
These are questions we try to answer quickly that are based on the topic of the episode. Let's shoot them off.
When you came out, did anyone say they already knew?
I mean, people in elementary school already called me a lesbian before I knew I was a lesbian. Also, my freaking aunt, but that's because she would be like, showed me photos and I did dress like the founding father when I was like 5.
Huh.
Did you ever pray the gay away?
Absolutely not. I never prayed.
Well, I did. I tried to. 100%.
Fuck no. I've only ever walked into a church when someone passed.
Best advice you'd give your closeted self.
Put on a good fit.
What's the most delusional excuse you gave yourself for liking a girl?
She's not a girl.
What is she? A man.
Yeah.
Should straight people come out?
Fuck absolutely. No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we have to come out, so do they.
I think it's stupid.
I think, why do you think it's stupid?
I don't care if they come out. You're straight. Nobody cares.
Personally, I want to get to the point that you have to come out.
I don't want to see you guys come out. Sorry.
Silliest way to come out.
Parachute down from a plane, and then your parachute is just a rainbow playing Born This Way by Lady Gaga. That's not silly. That's cool.
Totally. Silliest way to come out, just to wear a strap-on to the next party.
Okay. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at call.me.england and on TikTok at call.me.england as well.
You can find me at Alara Thomas on Instagram and I believe also TikTok. This has been Yap and Strap. Do you want to leave the people with anything else today?
Yeah, I mean, come out. We were waiting for you.
Come out. We want you to come out. Come out and enjoy it being gay with us.
All right, guys. This is great. Right, this see is you in the great. Next or see you in the never.
Bye.